This is Ozarks at Large. Primary elections are May 20th, with early voting already underway. This week, Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock talks to the two candidates seeking the Republican nomination for Arkansas's 4th Congressional District as part of our ongoing series on select contested primary races. Democrat James Lee Witt is running unopposed, and Libertarian Ken Hamilton already has his party's nomination. The 4th District, after the 2010 census and subsequent redistricting, now extends as far north as Madison County and also includes other parts of our region, including Clarksville, Paris, and portions of Sebastian County. Yesterday, we spoke with Tommy Maul. Today's discussion is with Republican Bruce Westerman of Garland County. He's an engineer and state representative and former state House majority leader.
The oil spill in Mayflower has some Arkansans reassessing their views of safety practices for that particular industry. The same pipeline runs all through the 4th District. Would you pursue any regulations to move pipelines away from watershed-type areas?
Well, it's impossible to move pipelines away from watershed areas because everywhere is a watershed area. If you have an oil spill, it's in some watershed. Distribution of oil and gas is critical to our economy. It's a risk that we have to take. We should do everything we can to mitigate those risks. That's my background's in engineering, and that's a lot of what engineers do is come up with the best guidelines, the best specifications, and designs to mitigate those risks. That's what we need to focus on. We can't quit pumping oil and gas in underground pipelines and keep our economy going like it is today.
There are seemingly endless hot spots and trouble areas internationally that the U.S. wants to help shape in some way. What are your thoughts on the crisis in Ukraine, and when do you think using force abroad is a sound strategy?
To address the crisis in Ukraine right now, I think it's part of that crisis is here because of failed foreign policy from the current administration. I think we're viewed as in a position of weakness, unlike we've been in the past because of the leadership of President Obama or lack of leadership thereof. But I think the Ukrainian issue gives Arkansas, and especially the 4th District of Arkansas, an opportunity to take a role in that and also to help the economy in the 4th District. One of the things that Russia uses over Eastern European countries is their natural gas. We have an abundance of natural gas in Arkansas in the 4th District. We should be working on ways to ship that gas there in LNG form and get that into the pipelines and use it as a counter against what Russia's using to hold over the heads of those Eastern European countries. In researching this, I found that we don't even have a trade policy where we can sell natural gas to Japan. They're having to buy their gas from Russia as well. We have a lot of opportunities to use the resources that we have here in the foreign policy debate. Eventually, we need stronger leadership in the White House to curtail some of these situations before they ever occur.
You mentioned the natural gas industry. The common critique that you see are people on YouTube and stuff like that lighting their water on fire. Are you at all concerned about what expanding the natural gas industry in Arkansas might mean for residents and landowners?
I think expanding the natural gas industry in Arkansas will mean economic prosperity for residents and landowners. You've got to be real careful about what you see on YouTube and the validity of some of those things. There are regulations in place. There are agencies to see over drilling and processing of all resources, and we need to follow the rules and do it the right way and use those resources to help grow our economy.
Perhaps I shouldn't have singled out YouTube, but I understand your argument. Could you expand a little bit about your position on domestic surveillance and programs like the NSA?
I think Americans expect a right to privacy, and they don't want their own government spying on them. I'm opposed to our government spying on our own citizens for whatever reason. If they've got a valid reason to find out information on somebody, then get a search warrant and do it the way the law says they should do it instead of using these hidden surveillance techniques.
Moving on to the Affordable Care Act, you're opposed to the Affordable Care Act. Would you have any plans to replace it? And specifically, when doing that, I want you to keep in mind things like the private option or Medicaid expansion. Would there be a similar solution to help subsidize them under your plan, these people that are from 100 to 140% at the poverty line?
To start with, there's a lot of Fifth Avenue branding that goes into politics today, and the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, I don't know that it could have been worded or labeled any worse. It's not, in my opinion, about protecting patients. It's not about affordable care. It's about control from a top-down centralized government in Washington, D.C. It's been changed up close to 40 times now. The president himself changes it. A lot of the things that were put into the program to implement it have been taken away. So I think the best thing we can do is to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Now, that may take some time to do it because it's been being implemented for so long. There's a lot of things that have to be undone. And eventually we need to replace it with something that works. And Congressman Ryan's budget, he has proposed, one big area of the Affordable Care Act, the Medicaid part, he's proposed using block grants and global waivers, similar to what's been done in other states that works very well. I think that would work well in Arkansas and other states and save a lot of money for the federal government and the taxpayers of America.
That was Bruce Westerman of Garland County. He is one of two candidates seeking the Republican nomination in the primary election for Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. He talked with Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock.